This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes on this Monday, July 27th. My name is Audrey Raj, and in the studio with me today is
just the two of us, Frida Liu.
And today we are asking you, should outlets refuse customers who aren't abiding by current SOPs? You can get in touch with us on Twitter and on Instagram. Our handle is at BFM Radio, or you can also reach us on WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Also on the show today, we're going to be talking about if the gig economy has compromised our immune system. That was an interesting op-ed that we found in Malaysian Reserve, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. And also our final story is about five firms that are booming despite the lockdown to end the show
right
on a high, right?
On a high. I'm trying to find these stories every day, something positive. It could be from Malaysia, it could be from around the world. I just thought that, you know, what... Let's get some, you know, let's just end the day, you know, at one anyway. Something positive.
Right? Get into lunch, you know, feeling positive.
Yes, yes.
Also on the show today, a little bit of Red Hot Chili Peppers, some Eagles and REM, if that's the kind of music you like. Stay tuned for that. But of course, our main story today is outlets and if they should refuse customers who aren't abiding by current SOPs. So recently, the Perak Health Department investigated an incident in which a woman is believed to have violated the home quarantine order by going out and dining at a restaurant. Mm. Now, this woman, who was pictured having a meal while wearing that pink tag on her wrist at an eatery at Meru Raya, has been identified and is being treated at Hospital Raja Permaisuri Bainun. According to a report by Sina Harian, this woman is 72 years old. She tested positive for COVID-19 in her second test that happened after 13 days upon your arrival back in Malaysia, right? She was in home quarantine, of course, and she has since been admitted to the hospital, I think since July 17th. Mm. So this is more than a week ago. So she is being treated at the hospital along with her son, who has also tested positive. But I guess her report showed that the volume of COVID-19 cases was low and the risk of infection was also low. So Sina Harian said the woman had been ordered to undergo quarantine at her home for 14 days after returning from abroad on July 4th. And I think she was pictured somewhere on July 6th out and about. And I remember when this first came out, you know, and it was all over social media. Mm. And then we started to see more and more of these photos of people going around with those pink tags, right?
And I think one of the things is that I don't think a lot of people were aware of the pink tags, right?
Initially,
right? So I think a lot of outlets didn't know about the the pink tag. Now they do, and I think this is not the first case. A lot of people, and now they've changed it so that you are not going to be self quarantined anymore. We're putting you back where we can watch you, you know, under lock.
Under lockdown. So I think August 24th is when they said that everybody had to now be quarantined. Home quarantine is not allowed anymore, and that you'd have to be quarantined at a hotel, and now you have to pay for it yourself too. Mm. You know, there's no government subsidy for that. So our question today is, you know, should the restaurant that this woman was spotted at, you know, should that restaurant have been more, or the business owner been more vigilant and turned her away? Mm. And you know, should the family have been more responsible and not even let her set foot out of the door? Right. So what are your thoughts, Frida?
Well, obviously, and I'm just before that, I'm just looking at the Twitter poll, right? And 98.4% said yes, outlets should refuse customers, and then 1.6% that said no. I'd like to hear 1.6% know why, right? This is the same thing, right? When we had restaurants smoking, non-smoking, and now all restaurants non-smoking. That's the very basic. So I think it should be the case. Maybe the outlets, like I said, weren't aware even, right? Now that you're aware, you're endangering lives.
Yeah,
this is the point, right?
And also now we have the news that the general public, you know, it will be mandatory for us to wear face masks from August 1st. So when that kicks off as well, I think it's going to be harder for outlets and business owners and eateries as well to kind of, I guess now everybody knows, you know, August 1st, you're going to need to wear your mask. But then again, how should they enforce this? And what if people come in and you're an eatery, right? You know, like, how do you then enforce this?
because you can't be eating with your mask on, right? I understand walking around, but at the restaurants, I'm not sure. So maybe they come with clearer guidelines. So once you're in the restaurant, you can remove it or what? I'm not sure. It's a bit difficult to lift up the mask to eat and all that. And of course, this is on top of, apart from this incident, 600 people were arrested over the weekend.
And fined.
Because
half of them at pubs and, entertainment outlets over the weekend for not following SOPs.
Right. So, yes, you know, I think restaurants have the right to refuse entry if you're not, if you're wearing that tag. You shouldn't be allowed in.
It's one thing to refuse entry, but what if the customer is already in your outlet and then is flouting SOPs? What do you do then?
You should still, seriously, because to me, that's almost manslaughter.
We're going to get thoughts from a business owner themselves. You're going to be speaking to Renyi, one of the co-founders of My Burger Lab, in just a bit. But, you know, get in touch with us, join the conversation and tell us, should outlets refuse customers who aren't abiding by current SOPs? Whether it's those pink tags or it's the face masks come August 1st, get in touch with us. We have a poll on Instagram and on Twitter. At BFM Radio is our handle. Or get in touch with us on WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. For now, here's the Red Hot Chili Peppers with the Zephyr song, BFM 89.9.
Beating fickle mindsets, BFM 89.9, the business station.
You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bites. My name is Audrey Raj, and on the show with me today is
Frida Liu.
Just the both of us. Mm-hmm. And we are asking you, should outlets refuse customers who aren't abiding by current SOPs? We have a poll going on Twitter and on Instagram, but we also have some comments from WhatsApp as well coming up in just a bit. But first, you know, the numbers from the poll on Instagram, 98% say yes, 2% say no, and it's pretty much the same on Twitter as well.
All right. So on WhatsApp here, of course we got one from Roba. Let me read one from Steve Chong here. Says, yes, please ensure also that patrons don't smoke and vape in the public places. So he say, in the morning in the coffee shop, I saw blatantly the woman and a man smoke, and I told the owner's son's boss about it. He just ignored me. So twofold on August 1st, please find those who don't wear masks and also those who ignore the smoking prohibition. They should allow us to remove our masks if we're in a restaurant, in the establishments, but outside the outlets, yes, depending on their discretion, how they want to enforce the law. But make sure those of them that have a mask with them, and for those who wear tags, they can refuse them to enter. I think so. Rose said, yes, if customers smoke, the restaurateur should pour a pail of cold water over their heads and then ask them to leave. Oh, yeah. If they then try to enter with a pink band, they should do the same, but with Dettol, then call the police.
Ouch. Okay. That's quite severe, Ro. We're looking at Twitter. We've got two comments here. First one from Shamil Raza, who says, sure, but can they afford to lose customers? I do hope they do kick those customers off, honestly. Yes, because it's the safety we're talking about, right? But yeah, you know, I guess a concern for some business owners may be if they can afford to lose customers in this case. You know, because everybody knows that not many people are completely comfortable dining out just yet. So what happens when you do have an influx of customers and they are not abiding by SOPs? What do you do then?
Not with a pink tag. I mean, this seriously, I think, breaking the law.
Yeah. Also, we've got another one here from Debonair, who says, are they themselves abiding and willing to enforce this?
Guess not those pub owners.
Yeah. So, you know, we're talking about this because recently the Perak Health Department investigated an incident in which a woman is believed to have violated the home quarantine order by going out and dining at a restaurant. She was photographed with a pink tag around her wrist. The woman was later identified as having tested positive for COVID-19 in her second test that happened like 13 days after 13 days of quarantine. And also with the news that the general public will be mandated to wear face masks from August 1st, what can outlets and eateries do? So we managed to catch up with Renyi Chen, one of the co-founders of My Burger Lab, to get his thoughts on how difficult a situation it is when it comes to checking each and every customer at your F&B outlet. Renyi, thanks for staying on the line. Just to kick things off, you know, is it even feasible to vet customers, especially during peak hours?
The answer is yes, as long as we put a dedicated staff there. to do it. So when it comes to staffing, it really depends on a day-by-day basis, since we are still employing a lot of part-timers. On some days, if we don't have enough staffing, the priority will always go back to having the kitchen staff first, because we need people to cook, and then after that, the cashier, and then the front of house, and so on and so forth. So I can't say that it is possible all the time, but as long as the company tries to employ or put someone specifically for that task, then it is possible. Because most of the time, customers do want to come in by themselves, unless there's someone, a host of sorts, at the door, preventing people from coming in. Mm-hmm. But I would say that 90% of the time, most customers would automatically search for the QR code that we leave outside and scan it themselves. As for temperature taking, depending on how busy it is, as I mentioned, if it's busy, we don't have enough staffing, the cashier will be the one that takes the temperature. So someone will still have to take a temperature at one point. And then the if there is a host, then the host will take the temperature at the door. So is it feasible? Yes, if the company puts an effort into doing it.
But what are the challenges in executing this to a T?
I think I kind of half answered this question there. But apart from just, you know, staffing issues, the next set of challenges would definitely be customers not being cooperative. Though they are really rare, and there's not a lot of Karens around, thankfully, would sometimes be they do argue with us, especially when it comes to seating. So at one point when our seating was really tight, where a table of four, we would just tell them that we can only sit two person because they need to be 1 meter apart and sitting diagonally. Yeah. We do have customers, you know, telling us that, oh, you don't want to make business, you don't know how to do business because other restaurants are already allowing it, you're not updated with the latest SOP, and so on and so forth. So for us, it's the explanation, but the team has been doing a good job to adhere to the SOP that we set up for them, depending on whether it's relaxed or tightened. And we gave them the assurance that, look, if you have to turn away customers, please do so, because it is for the safety of everyone working and for the country as well.
Most definitely. So, Renny, what's at stake, right, if there's a raid and customers are found flouting at your outlet?
I think it changes from time to time and depending on who the enforcement officers are. We've experienced different varying degree of not penalty, but warning. So let's not talk about, you know, the last 2-3 months. Let's talk about what is at stake at the moment. If there's a raid, each individual customer will be fined ringgit if they did not check in, if they did not do contact tracing. And of course, the restaurant, if they do not have a book out with a list of phone numbers of customers who checked in either, you know, manually or using the apps, the restaurant can be fined and can also be imposed a closure notice. So that's what's at stake at this point in time.
Is there any other way to go about this?
I think the only way to go about it is enforcement and ensuring that everyone adheres to the SOP. When it comes to talking about whether we're making money or not, I don't think this is the right time to talk about profitability. As long as businesses can sustain, can pay their staff wages, can break even, I think that's safe. So the biggest challenge we have is when we adhere to SOP, but there are many, unfortunately, many other restaurants that do not, and they become the norm, right? That customers will go like, hey, you know, how come everybody else is allowing sitting next to each other, and they are not doing this, they're not doing that, but you guys are doing all these things. And it makes us really hard to argue, because customers will take what is norm, what is outside, as the true SOP. When we try to explain that no, they are not doing it right, they just say that we don't want to do business, we don't want their money, and it becomes really complicated. So I think enforcement must be made. And a lot of times, the people that flout this SOP are the people in the mall. You go to the mall any other time right now, you will see that a lot of the SOPs are not enforced. I don't know if the malls have some kind of agreement with KKM or the police, but they don't patrol there. It's a lot of the smaller businesses out in the suburbs that sometimes gets raided, and you know, get penalized, which I think is should be done still. But for sure, if they want to hit the mother load, they want to hit the jackpot, go to Wan Tama, go to Mid Valley, right? I've been there myself, and unfortunately, a lot of restaurants do not follow the SOP.
Right. That was Renyi Chen, one of the co-founders of My Burger Lab. I think he's got a good point there, because, like, remember we had this discussion before a couple of weeks ago about what it's like to actually go out to a mall these days. You know, different outlets have different apps that you have to download, or you have to scan. I mean, different QR codes that you have to do. And some people, some outlets, they just tell you to put your name down. They don't even take your temperature. They say, oh, put the temperature that was registered when you walked into the mall. Oh. You know, so you, every other place, some places are relaxed, some places are more stringent. So the business owners who are really taking this seriously, you know, might get a lot of complaints or pressure because others are not doing the same.
It's very interesting, the mother load, right? But okay, I can understand, I can almost understand that, you know, if you've had your door come temperature taken outside, you can still use the same temperature, but do record it down. You know, it's not, and things might change every day, right? Depending on the situation, the cases. And so you have to respect the restaurant owners. If you don't like it, stay home.
Yeah, and you're right, you know, Frida, things are changing on a daily basis. Just yesterday, Kuching was declared a red zone. Today, it's a yellow zone. So things can change really quickly. So join the conversation, get in touch with us. Tell us, should outlets refuse customers who aren't abiding by current SOPs? You know, give us your suggestions as well on what these business owners or what these outlets can do to help enforce these SOPs, you know, if they don't have help from the outside. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, or you can reach us on Twitter and on Instagram at BFM Radio. We've got some REM coming up, and right after that we're going to be talking about if the gig economy has compromised our immune system. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.